Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman with you, KBN Nation, till 5 o'clock. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman, live from Christie's Landing, a fantastic place. We're looking over Lake Wabisa, got Carbliss right in front of Bradley. It doesn't get any better than this on a Friday in July. Is it more likely that the Packers win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, or there are wholesale changes in the Ed policy era?
Wholesale changes.
Oh, my gosh. Wholesale this is what we changes. Doing. This is how we going into the weekend,
listen,
Bradley.
Listen, Kyle, as much as I don't want to say that.
What do you mean you don't want to say it? You said it.
I don't see this team winning a Super Bowl this year, do you?
Well, they got 3 years.
I'm just saying, do you see them winning a Super Bowl this year?
I don't see them winning a Super Bowl this
year.
Okay,
so you got 26 and 27 to win a Super Bowl. So you're talking about guys that were drafted in 23, 24, and this year being the guys that are the backbone of your team. And you're anticipating Jordan Love being truly elite, truly top five, more like top three or winning the MVP to actually do that. I look at this team, and I just don't think they have what it takes, and they don't have the track record of drafting all pro after all pro what is needed to go ahead and win the Super Bowl. I love Matt LaFleur, but he hasn't shown that he can show up big time in the big games. Meanwhile, you've got the Detroit Lions that aren't going anywhere, the Eagles, the Commanders. You've got the Rams, well, they'll probably fall off a little bit when they lose Stafford. I just think the three-year window, I don't see it happening this year. I think they're going to make the playoffs, maybe win one game. I don't see them catapulting to being a true championship contender, a true like Super Bowl winner after that. That takes major wholesale changes to build to. Goody has not shown that he can draft all pro guys, and they've shown that they're not willing to take big, big, big swings when it takes to trading a guy, maybe like Trey Hendrickson or whoever
else. So if I had
to
boil this down, Brad, is it Goody that's the one that you're not confident in order to give them, or is it Matt LaFleur, or is it the combination?
I'm least confident in Goody. However, Matt LaFleur will be the fall guy. It's a lot easier to fire a head coach than it is to fire a GM. There's a reason why there's only like two or three GM openings per year. GMs tend to be a little bit more in obscurity. They're not in the spotlight, and those jobs do not come around often. Meanwhile, head coaches, you get eight fired a year. You get one-fourth of the league fired every single year. So I think that Matt LaFleur will be the scapegoat. You could say that maybe it's because – and a little bit depends on how they lose, right? Because if the offense is the number one offense in the league and the defense is getting crushed and they continue to invest in defense in the draft, then maybe you do put it on Goody, but it's really hard to fire a GM. It's pretty easy to fire a head coach, and it's a quick Band-Aid fix to turn things around. I think not drafting enough true studs and not seeing those guys develop into a championship team. Packers can do it into a good team to very good team, but we're talking about winning a Super Bowl here, guys.
Yeah, I'm just confused about how a football team that won 9 games and won 11 games, you don't believe in the next 3 seasons, in 2025, 2026, 2027, that they don't have a championship window that is open.
We're acting like wait, championship window's open. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl.
I think they're going to win a Super Bowl, and I don't think there'll be wholesale changes within the next 3 years. I think Jordan Love will still be your quarterback, and I think it's a very high likely possibility that you're going to see the Green Bay Packers make more splashes in the offseason to ensure that this team is ready to compete for championships. One thing I do love about the move with Ed Policy is Ed Policy comes from a championship pedigree. He grew up watching his dad, Carmen Policy, be the president of the San Francisco 49ers and lead them to championships. And if y'all know something about looking up to your fathers, right? Everybody aspires to be like dad. Well, he wants to be just like his father, and he understood that his father had to make tough decisions, and he did things to build a champion, and that's exactly what Ed Policy wants to do. And then on top of that, Ed Policy already laid the expectations. He let Goody know, and he let LaFleur know that the seat can be hot. It can be hot. y'all need to focus on trying to get this team better to win a championship. So I think that sense of urgency that Goody talked about in the offseason, that now we heard Josh Jacobs and LaFleur kind of talk about as well, that is the same sense of urgency that Ed Policy is going to put on this organization. That's why I feel confident that there's not going to be wholesale changes. I feel confident that Goody's going to understand, I got to do what I got to do in order to build a championship team. And I think Matt LaFleur is going to coach with a sense of urgency, understanding that, hey, listen, if I don't get it done, I'm going to be out of here, and I'm too good of a coach to get fired. So overall, I feel really good about the direction of this organization, this football team, especially when the new president is talking about championships.
But, Kyle, I could also say that because of everything you just said, where you have to make hard decisions, he's committed to building this into a true championship team, that everybody will have a level of discomfort knowing their job's not safe. And if the status quo maintains and you're not getting the Super Bowls like they haven't for the last 14 years, why wouldn't Policy make the change? Well, he's not going to be okay with just good enough.
No, I think that's the whole thing. You have to push somebody, right? You have to push your general manager to think outside the box, be more creative to figure out what he can do. We talk about John Horst. Listen, I think that we should have moved on from John Horst, but John Horst understands what the directive is from the owners of this team. The directive is, we have Giannis, and you need to do your darndest to make sure that we have a competitive roster around Giannis to keep Giannis happy, but more importantly, to try to win a championship here in Milwaukee. Now, granted, it doesn't always work out, but I think that same sense of urgency is going to be placed on Goody, and I wouldn't be surprised this offseason, if the Packers don't win a Super Bowl, that we see the Packers make some big splash moves in order for Ed Policy to capitalize on this championship window that he sees the Green Bay Packers have.
Well, Policy's already put them on notice, right? Because in that interview with Rob Domofsky on ESPN, he said, I don't believe in lame duck head coaches or general managers.
And they've both 2 years left on their deal, I believe.
Quite yep. A statement to make.
And I believe that there is a level of evaluation this year, right? If it's kind of same old, same old.
Keyword value. Do you have any?
Exactly. And when he
That was good. I didn't put that together.
If the Packers are wild card again, and if they're, don't win the division, they win a game maybe, he'll probably give them a 1 year extension and probably say next year it's NFC Championship or bust. It's Super Bowl or bust. And I think that I don't think this team will be ready at that point, barring Jordan Love becoming a top three quarterback in the NFL.
See, what I am taking from all of this is, as we talk about Mark Murphy moving on from the Packers being the president and Ed Policy stepping in, what I hear from Brad is, see, I asked him about Goody and LaFleur, but for me, this is all about Jordan Love. This is all about Jordan Love. Jordan Love needs to be an elite quarterback, right? Because you're based off the current situation, because you're talking about the guys that they drafted in 22 and 23, and in the next 2 or 3 years, those would be key guys, and you're worried about Goody being able to get guys right away that could be turned into all pros and Pro Bowl-type caliber players. The one thing they did do is they traded up in the draft a couple spots for Jordan Love, and we've seen him for 2 years. If Jordan Love plays not like we've talked about, the hard part for Jordan was heading into this past season, the expectations were so high because of how well he played those last 8 to 10 games of the season in 2023. Now heading into 25, I'm probably more of like I expect Jordan Love to have a pretty big year.
Oh yeah, I really do.
And if he
training
can
wheels is off, baby.
If he can have a really big year, that probably buys a little bit more time for everyone, and it's like, all right, my first year as the president of the Packers, I said I don't want lame duck head coaches and general managers. If you have Jordan Love playing at an elite level with a head coach that's shown that he can get you to the playoffs, sometimes it takes really good head coaches to break through in big games. Like it just doesn't happen right away. We've seen, like, look how long it took Andy Reid before Andy Reid became this amazing name.
He got fired.
Andy Reid had really good teams that went to 5 straight NFC championship games. Think about that. 5 straight NFC championship games for the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles went to 5 straight?
Yes, they did. With Donovan McNabb, they went to 5 straight. They went to 1 Super Bowl. Yes, and he still got fired.
You a lie. They went to 5 straight and only got to 1?
Yes, and the one they lost to the New England Patriots. I think that's what my biggest takeaway is. Even if Jordan – and I expect Jordan Love to take a big step this year too.
However, they did not go to 5 straight. They reached 4 consecutive NFC Championship games from 2001 to 2004.
Apologies, 4, not 5. Even if Jordan Love is great – Let's say he's great. Let's say he is a top 5 quarterback in the NFL, and he's in the conversation with Burrow and Mahomes and Josh Allen. He's getting MVP votes. We had quarterbacks that did that for 30 years, and they only went to three total Super Bowls. You don't just need a great quarterback. You need a great team. Not just a great defense, but a great O-line and running game. An excellent quarterback.
Aren't they working towards that, though? Like, when you look at this football team, we're extra
They're good,
critical.
Not great.
No, but I understand. We're
but extra we don't know if they're going to be great or not this year. It's a bit pivotal year.
But there's a lot of hope tied into that pivotal.
Well, I mean, when hope is based off what's been presented to us, and specifically talking about the defensive side of the football, which Ed Policy can look at the defensive side of football and say, you know what? It looks like Jeff Hafley was a pretty good hire for the Green Bay Packers in our organization, because you went from a defense where you're like, I can't trust them, to we're all impressed by them, and they were a top 10 defense.
Matt LaFleur's made the playoffs 4 of his 5 years as the head coach. 19, 20, more than that.
This is his.
He's made the playoffs every
six
year.
Six or seven.
Aaron
Rodgers last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is impressive, but like, why haven't they been able to do what the ultimate goal is, right? Because you had great teams in 2020 and 2021.
Oh, you didn't have great teams. You had a great offense.
Mm.
And then your quarterback did not play to the level that he needed to. That's why he died. That's why he in Pittsburgh looking old right now. Had to send them on.
It is a hard task to put together a team that looks like the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it is.
The Detroit Lions.
But that's what the expectation
Kansas
is.
Kansas City Chiefs.
And
Goody hasn't shown his ability to consistently put together that team.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm just waiting to see, like Ben said, this is a pivotal year to see what guys take that next step for the Green Bay Packers, because you got to see some of these guys step up in order for you to see, okay, is the future bright for the Green Bay Packers, or will we have to consider making some wholesale changes?
Can I ask some questions? Like, if this team, let's say they make the playoffs this year, win one game.
Yep.
Let's say they go, and then either one of the next two seasons, they go to an NFC Championship game. Okay, we pick whatever season.
It's a lock. Nothing's changing.
Do, at the end of 3 years, no Super Bowl, no Super Bowl appearance, are you calling for a wholesale change?
No. Not with those results.
So 1 year they make the NFC Championship game, the other 2 years they maybe win a game or no game.
That's shown growth from moving on from one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history.
And I think the Packers
But you're
are
staying
closer.
In the same tier.
Not necessarily.
Brad,
because you're now looking at it too far of like, Rodgers was 1-4 in NFC Championship games. He got to 5. Like, should they have won one of those more? Absolutely. We can relive the Seattle game. We could relive the Tampa Bay game. Those are probably their two best opportunities that they lost.
Sure.
But if they, in the Jordan Love era, as young as he is, makes an NFC Championship game and they lose, like, that's progress for one of the youngest rosters in the NFL with a head coach and the team growing together. You then don't want to break up the continuity that you have building towards something, unless you have a surefire replacement, which if you fire Matt LaFleur, he will be the first person hired as soon as he's gone.
Yep, right.
So like in your scenarios, it's more likely that there's not going to be wholesale changes for this organization.
And I think this team is closer to the Steelers than it is to a team that's going to fire guys. I think the consistency.
They do like consistency.
And because the Green Bay Packers have only fired coaches in my lifetime. It's only been two coaches that they fired. Well, three coaches, I guess, they fired. Ray Rose was 8-8, wasn't good enough. Mike Sherman, I believe, was 4-12, wasn't good enough. And Mike McCarthy was struggling during that season. The Packers ended up finishing, I think, like 8-7-1 or something like that year. It just, they weren't playing good enough. And so overall, the Green Bay Packers only fire people when it is not successful. If you're making it to NFC championships, if you're winning playoff games, if you're competing for the NFC North, I don't think a big change is going to be made. The Packers aren't one to say, well, let's go ahead. They're not going to pull a Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a Tony Dungy and getting John Gruden. They're not going to do that.
What they will always do is have lots of money. And if you're smart, you invest your money in the bank. Well, and other places. But you can also get good rates at a bank.
Yeah, that's right. And if you've been or cashing that paycheck, you're earning that paycheck, then you want to do that paycheck, do a little bit of earning for you. You got to make sure it's a place that is safe, that is trusted, and that is Bank 5-9 written all over. Bank 5-9 is all around southeastern Wisconsin, and you're going to see them all over, especially when it comes to the state fair starting next week. You got the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and the Bank 5-9 Main Stage. They got great act after great act that they are being able to support the state fair, which is a staple of Wisconsin itself, just like Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9 is a staple of Wisconsin, been around since 1859. That's where the 5-9 comes from. and they've been making lives better for centuries. They're making the lives better of fairgoers, which I'm going to be there. We're going to be there next Thursday enjoying the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, and they're making the lives better of their customers, their employees. They just won an award for best bank in the area. Of course they did, because they continue to make lives better. That's what Bank 5-9 does. Check out bank59.com for more information. Member FDIC.
Since Strofe, are you alive?
I am, yes.
Oh my God.
Did we wake you up?
He took a nap.
Just getting my stretching out.
What were you doing?
All right.
We were talking.
We'll be back. We have to talk with him in the break about professionalism.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again. Nobody said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tell me, don't know your feelings. Can we focus on mine? I think I'm...
Pulling up into the dock area at Christie's Landing is the U.S. gold medalist curler, Matt Hamilton, tying his boat up here at Christie's Landing. What a great spot. Great memories here. Mm-hmm. Kyle Bruston-Ortman leading you into the Homer Hour at 5
what
o'clock.
What lake is this?
Lake Wabisa.
Wabisa.
Connects to Lake Monona, which can also get you to Lake Mendota.
Oh, wow. So it connects. That's what's up.
This is a great lake. A very good lake.
Nice houses around.
Yeah, very lake nice here. Houses. I see some big ones. I see some ones all the way across the way from here.
Yeah. I'm too big.
See some estates you're eyeing,
see
Brad?
Some estates. Might be an investment opportunity. You
oh,
never
wow.
know.
Big money. Bradley.
Don chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. This is more, 800-990-3776. With Goody's system, the Packers will never have enough A players at one time. He moves on to grow the next cheap rookie, so he'll never have enough veteran leadership.
That's true.
I know. I don't 100%. Agree with that, because he's willing to give guys second contracts. We look at the guys, even on Zach Tom literally just got a contract. You don't think Zach Tom's going to grow into a leader on this football team? You brought in a Josh Jacobs who...
But for all the answers of Zach Tom, there are other answers like Quay Walker, Eric Stokes.
Yeah.
You know, like
no,
like,
no, there's going to be misses. There's frustrating.
There's been some first-round misses
there has
that
been
have been
there has been misses.
Glaring.
There's not many guys on this team where you are eager to pay second contracts to. Zach Tom is one of them, for sure. But of all the draft picks that are going to enter in their third and fourth year, there's very few of them where you're like, we can't live without this player. Like, we have to pay him, and we will gladly write him the check. Jordan Love was one of those guys. Zach Tom's one of those guys. You know, teams like the Eagles and the Lions and the Chiefs and the Bills, they've got the Ravens. They've got multiple guys where they're like, well, how are we going to keep all these guys? That's the problem. I don't feel like that with the Packers.
No, I 100% agree, but he definitely does try to keep the guys that he values, the guys that are really good players for the Packers, he definitely keeps around who are on the rookie contract. I think, again, we just have some guys in that 2021-2022 draft class that we haven't seen enough from yet, and we're still waiting for them to turn the corner. But, I think it's a big year for the Green Bay Packers, and I feel like this team has a lot of potential. Offensively, I feel like they have a lot of potential. Defensively, it all really, for me, hinges on the defensive line. I'm not as concerned about the corners. They are who they are. I think they're a whole bunch of dogs. They're going to fight. Doesn't mean they're good dogs, but at least they're dogs that's going to try to bite you. They may not get a good bite, but I feel like there's a lot of fight there. It really falls on how good the D-line is.
Is there a scenario where the Packers make the playoffs every year for the next 3 years and you would want Matt LaFleur and or Goody gone?
What's the scenario
where you're like,
I'm
we need to move on, Ed Policy?
I'm an emotional roller coaster, because what's weird
is... It depends
is,
on how... And there's
like, what's the scenario?
The context is important from a, were they 13-4, right? Like, if they continue to
like
be
the
great in the regular season and then don't live up to the expectations, or if they're, you know, scrapping to get, it just really depends. If they scrap and get in and then make a run, you like, they probably have a better chance than if they, as weird as it sounds, have great regular seasons and then disappoint in the playoffs, like they kind of did in the 13-4 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of disappointment for the Green Bay Packers, but I don't foresee these guys, unfortunately, because the Packers don't make those moves. I don't see them being fired in the future, but I have higher hopes.
Kyle,
what is this?
You said Mark Murphy's farewell tour is more than any other Green Bay Packer player.
Uh-huh.
he came out of the tunnel for the shareholders meeting, and he went to, like, not the Lambeau Leap area, but think like in between, like, the football field, the stands right there behind where the benches would be, and he's shaking hands.
And they're
chanting "Thank you, Mark," and MVP.
I told y'all,
MVP.
It's oversold. MVP. Listen, I'm not trying to sound like a hater because
Ryan Wood.
I appreciate what Mark Murphy has done. Don't get it twisted, but sometimes I think you can over appreciate somebody. And come on, I mean, ain't like he brought us multiple championships. He brought us one championship, and he built a lot of stuff around the stadium. But I mean, let's be honest: the Mark Murphy era on the football field did not win enough. You had Aaron Rodgers for the entire. He had Aaron Rodgers for almost the entirety of his tenure, and he was only able to get a team and staff around the Green Bay Packers organization that could only bring us one championship and one Super Bowl appearance. This team has made it to one Super Bowl in 25 years.
Kyle.
25 years.
So why do you have so much faith that they're going to get there in the next 3 years?
Because we got some – it's a new sheriff in town named Ed Policy, and his daddy won 5 championships, and he knows what it takes to win a championship.
I don't know, Kyle. I mean, when it's hard to get to and win a
Mark
Super Bowl.
Mark Murphy, goodbye.
Mark Murphy, 20, goodbye. I mean,
25 years and no chance. He had 18 seasons and he got us to one Super Bowl.
Ed Policy would be lucky to have the tenure that Mark Murphy had. Building up the stadium, the NFL draft.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest. 18 years from now, I'm gonna be a different man. I'm 50.
You should be lucky and happy if they win one more Super Bowl.
If I'm 53 years old. And the Packers have only won one Super Bowl during
that
time.
An
I am gonna have it. Y'all have to check on me. I'm gonna end up like Hulk Hogan. Over.
I'm just saying.
R.I.P. You could crazy man.
You didn't have to compare yourself to. Well, anyone. Kyle Wallace went down.
I was just assuming he maybe had aneurysm because he looked like a type of.
It was cardiac arrest.
Yeah, well, probably because he's blood pressure. Okay,
this is now you're not. Let the autopsy.
No, okay. But the whole point is this: is that if we're talking, my chest hurts just thinking about it. If we're talking about the Green Bay Packers 18 years from now only having one Super Bowl appearance, I'm gonna be like, dog, this
one Super Bowl victory.
Victory
Super Bowl
and appearance.
Yeah. That's not enough for you?
No. I'm trying to raise some kids that are Packer backers. I can't explain to them why the team I try to cheer for don't win enough.
Wow.
Imagine what other franchises have had to do.
Yeah.
Parents have had to talk to their kids.
You know, the 49ers
have
had a really, really good run. They didn't win since 1994.
I'm not an other organization. I'm a Packer fan. And I've been spoiled. Not spoiled enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, how spoiled have you been?
Not spoiled
because
enough.
Because in your lifetime, if we're really counting 96 for you.
What do you mean? Whoa.
Little kid. Yeah. Kyle.
Is that not disrespectful, Brad?
Those are core memories, man.
That is so disrespectful. I can remember doing. Pack Arena.
Hey.
One, pack of two, pack of three, pack Arena. Pack Arena.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like his core memory. You don't even know the word.
I do remember Pack Arena, so don't get it twisted. I remember winning the Super Bowl, and I remember playing against the Denver Broncos the year after that and losing the Super Bowl.
I remember crying. I literally cried that night.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry? You're not a true Packer backer.
No. My daddy would have.
Strofe, how old were you when the Packers won in 10?
I think I was. It would have been 2011. I got to do math. I was 12.
Mm. Oh, my. So you haven't had an experience as an adult.
Where I'm drinking beers? Yeah, you're right.
I'll tell you what. When the Packers won in 2010, and I was a student at Madison, holy cow, that was a fun night.
I was watching the game with the basketball team on Dayton Street at some apartments, and as soon as it struck zero, the streets were go Pack, go chants.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like ruckus
to win to get a Super Bowl as a child, right? To where it's like, oh my God, this feels so big, and then to do it as a college student where you can go celebrate the right way. Talk about being spoiled. That was spoiled.
Like Kyle, you're 35.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do if the Packers win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, like how would you celebrate at your age?
I mean, I'll turn up a little bit, get a drink, you know, go on social media, talk about. I told y'all, get my size ring ready to go, baby. Shareholders ring is coming. But I feel bad for Strofe. You know why?
Why?
Because when we were kids, Brad, and the Packers won a Super Bowl, it felt like forever. From when we were like 7, 8 years old
until
we were about 20, 21. You were 21, I was 20 at the time. That 14, 15 years felt like forever going from a kid to an adult. Stroh must feel like this is forever as well.
I mean, yes.
Come on.
Is your brain working?
Well, I'm trying to do math given what he just said, and it's not clicking.
It's 13 years since I think since you
well,
last. Well,
14
years. That's a long time. Feels like it's been a long time.
I mean, you were a kid when it happened. Does it feel like a lifetime ago?
It feels like a half lifetime ago.
Okay, he's cooked.
What would
he's
you
worthless.
Do if they won this year?
I'd do a Super Bowl chant just like Mark Murphy.
Stroh, wow, Stroh's done.
Stroh's nailed it in. Stroh's done.
Stroh, what are you
Stroh's
doing?
Done. He's done.
What's
done.
The question?
He's no, you're done. You're done. You're done.
Can you say what
call
am I,
Will?
You say what
can you bring Chris Larson in early? Like,
call to the bullpen.
We need he's getting shelled.
You are literally
I've
in
a great
zombie
job
mode.
Today.
You're in zombie
no,
mode
I'm
right
now.
You know how I know? You know how I know he's cooked? He hasn't talked about his song since the segment.
Correct.
Yeah.
He's
wait,
probably just been
in the
he's probably just been listening to it in on
loop. Yeah. I could sing the entirety of the song backwards.
Well, guess what we're going to do?
Let me sing the song backwards.
For those who missed it at 2:15, you will have your chance. Because typically we do it around this time. So for those who are joining us when they normally do at this point in the program
song of the
on
summer.
Fridays, the song of the summer that is not the song of the summer
song
is
of
coming
the summer.
Up next on Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Song of the summer.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Do you think...
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
7-5-3-0-9-9-8-6-7-5-3-0-9-9-8-6-7-5-3-0-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9 Did Strofe have a bowl of Wheaties this morning?
No.
Did you?
No, I didn't eat anything this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Taylor and Waukesha, Strofe Clown, is the type of guy who still does the Hong Kong gesture when he sees a semi-truck.
I do that. That's true.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are that guy.
Wow.
Betty, don't change your number. 800-990-ESPN.
So what are your plans after this?
Great question.
I'm going to take a nap.
A nap? You might as well go to bed.
Are you going out tonight?
Hell no.
Who are you? I don't know who you are.
I know.
You're really like a different person.
Wait, say it again. You are you going
hell
out tonight?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Well, isn't your brother in town?
No, he went on an airplane this morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Does your brother stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning and get on an airplane?
And he had a 6:37 a.m. flight.
What's
wrong with y'all?
We like hanging out with one another. What's wrong with that?
Wow. That
it's called love.
To be hung over with that little sleep on an airplane sounds like a version of hell.
Well,
that sounds horrible.
Well, he probably just kept going, you know? He probably got to the airport and went to like the airport Chili's, you know?
Hopefully it
was
a short flight, man.
It's not. He's going to Long Beach, California.
Oh my goodness. Sounds like a layover too to me.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. If you have not heard the song, we want your feedback because Strofe is calling this the song of the summer. Packers.
Why do you mock me like that? Why do you do that?
Why do you do that? I don't know. If you're proud of your work, you wouldn't be so insecure.
I'm not insecure. It's the song of the summer.
All right. Yep. Okay. We'll see if KBN Nation agrees.
KBN Nation.
Without further ado,
I introduce you to the song of the summer. Wake up in the morning feeling like J-Love. Grab my cheese, head out the door, let's get this dub. Before I leave, cottage cheese for a 4D dash. When Jacobs runs for a grant, I'm gonna get this cash. I'm talking craft, gonna score TDs, ease. Coop you to DC, please, McKinney, INTs, freeze. Chop block incoming into your city. Pulling up next to Philly. Trying to win the Lombardi. Don't stop. Make Pats pop. Rashawn blow that QB up tonight. Pat gon' fight till NFC North's in sight. Tick tock on the clock. Chip hopes don't stop. No, go, oh, Pat, go. Go, oh, Pat, go. Please stop. Stop the drops. Read. Blow that DB up tonight. Pat gon' fight till the Super Bowl's in sight. Tick tock on the clock. Chip hopes don't stop. No, go, oh, Pat, go. Go, oh, Pat, go. Ain't got a care in the world, but got plenty of cheese. Ain't got no worries in the North because the Pack live rent free. And now the haters lining up. Cause they hear we got Jordan, but now we know we got it locked. Cause I ain't talking about Morgan. I'm talking about LaFleur with the refresh scheme. Beating on every team. Vikes, Lions, Bears are cream. Now we go until we get to Cali. Or the Eagles shot us down. Eagles shot us down. Eagles shot us down. Don't stop, make Pats pop. CB, pick that QB off tonight. Pat gon' fight till the Super Bowl's in sight. Tick tock on the clock. Chip hopes don't stop and no. Go, oh, Pat, go. Go, oh, Pat, go. Please stop. Stop the drop.
You
read. Blow
stop.
That DB up tonight. Pat gon' fight till the Super Bowl's in sight. Tick tock on the clock. Chip hopes don't stop and no. Go, oh, Pat, go. Go, oh, Pat, go.
It got worse.
Now I have even more appreciation
for it. That was beautiful. The second time around.
I actually listen. What do you mean by the Eagles stopping us? Can you explain that line?
The Eagles shut us down.
Down. Yeah. Can you tell me the double entendre for that one?
That was not a double entendre. It was a singular meaning on that one, and that was the Eagles ended the Packers season.
And so we're talking about last year.
Yeah, and we're talking about this year
until the Packers, until the Eagles
Super Bowl,
shut us down. That doesn't sound like an anthem to me.
I was saying the Eagles won't shut us down. Did you not hear the confusion in my voice? It said Eagles shut us down.
But then it
said Eagles shut us down.
Down.
Yeah.
Didn't I nail those notes?
I can tell you loved doing
that. Why didn't you say not this year or something? I don't know. It kind of felt like you're scared of the Eagles. Because we're going to make it to L.A. until the Eagles shut us down.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The second time around, I listened to more lyrics. Because, you know, it's like when you watch a movie, it could be, you know, good the first time. Then you start watching it for more details. And it's like this song isn't as good as I thought it was.
Or counterpoint. Similar to Napoleon Dynamite, get better every time you listen to it.
No, I'm being very honest. I really liked it the first time, and now I'm questioning whether or not it's better than We Didn't Start the Fire.
Is the best one.
No, guys, now you're being absurd.
I said this from the beginning.
This is easily the best song he's done. It's a banger.
It is the banger
a second time.
No,
around.
He did a good. See, you know, as somebody who loves mumble rap, he did a really good job of playing to the beat. He played to the beat. Down. He did all that stuff.
Yeah, it was great. It was actually executed.
But when you hear the lyrics, he actually kind of was mid.
Oh, wow. I thought there were some rhyming schemes that were absolutely advanced.
But, like, he forced but the song of the summer, like, is good all the time. There was some lows with the lyrics that you're kind of, like, questioning, what did he just say?
Yeah,
why did he say it? And why does this make sense? How is he talking about getting to the Super Bowl and the Eagles are putting us down?
Yeah, that turned me off.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
You guys are just haters. You're jealous of my musical ability. I'm the songbird of our generation. I'm a freaking genius. Someday maybe you guys will be that.
It's like hear Brad out. Just not appreciated.
Lasagna chimes in. Strophe has slid off his rocker. Nick says that was legit.
Slid off his rocker.
Don says, now you know why you are called Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, wow.
So, second time around, it is not being received as the Song of the Summer.
Well, similarly to last year's Song of the Summer, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, sometimes it takes people some time to wrap their arms around it.
Wait, did that song, was it not good, or I'm confused?
I don't know if I've ever heard that song.
I'm sure I heard it, but I don't
know. Now he's... Think about me every night,
oh. yeah.
Still haven't heard it.
Brad lives under a rock. That's why Brad thinks the song is
good. Brad hasn't listened to a song released post-2014.
I also found it fascinating.
That's honestly
We were in
true.
The Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio in the Little League Softball World Series going on. One of the 12-year-olds had Sabrina Carpenter as their favorite artist. And I was like, I've seen some of her videos.
Dude, another one had their favorite show as Love Island.
Yeah,
what?
Yes. Yeah, that was a little scandalous.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Good taste in TV shows.
Yeah, this is like Strofe Child.
That is appropriate for a 12-year-old.
Strofe, are you going to be playing that kind of music for your 12-year-old and they're going to be sitting along there watching Love Island with you?
I'm not going to be able to shield them forever, Brad.
Wow. So might as well introduce them nice and early to
my kids aren't allowed to go to the Strofe household because I know ain't nothing but nasty, dirty things happening in that household. No parenting happening in that household.
Nasty, dirty things.
If you're letting your child watch Love Island, talking about, well, we can't shelter them forever. Mm-mm. You stay away from there.
It's called No Backbone Alex Strofe.
They watch and listen smut over there.
No backbone? I have a backbone.
I'm not trying to be sheltering
my children.
Yeah, 12-year-old Love Island, that's not sheltering, that's called parenting.
Here's what real life look like, guys. Good luck.
Real life is Love Island.
Yeah, indeed.
I'll be just as concerned if Uncle Strofe tries to invite the Nortman kids over. I'll be concerned about the diet. They'll have nothing but a Mountain Dew and Nerds gummy clusters. They'll come home
Brad,
monsters.
Do you guys have broccoli?
Brad, let's be as clear as possible. Your children are going to revolt.
No, they won't.
They're gonna be the rebel children because they're not gonna let them do anything. They're not gonna know what a Skittle is till age 12.
They're gonna be so educated on sugar and artificial coloring that they're just gonna be like, I would never violate my body.
You're gonna pull them out of school after they get a cupcake for little Susie's sixth birthday.
Yeah, I'm gonna report little Susie to the principal.
Oh no, no, no,
say,
no,
you're
no,
violating
no, no,
my,
no, no, no. Brad's gonna send his kids with dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
No sugar.
They're allergic to sugar and anything.
Carbs.
Yeah, carbs.
Do you guys have gluten-free cookies?
Gluten-free cookies.
Hold the chocolate chip.
Stevia sweetened, low-cal, high-fiber, keto, please.
Oh, my gosh. Brad's
I hate you.
They're going to really add.
Dude, your kids are going to have like a sad childhood if you do this.
No, they're going to be so thankful. They're gonna thank
No,
me.
They are gonna hate
they're
you, just like
Mom
I do.
Mom and Dad, you guys, thank you for protecting me, my body, and my taste buds.
I mean, they won't say that early on. Maybe
those kids are gonna rebel. I'm telling you, there's without a doubt.
When they go to college, they are because they're gonna have all this sugar rush hot.
Our good friend Christian DeShoda chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Our good friend Chris, who was famously cheated on.
Poor
his
guy.
Wife, his
he's
wife
like
cheated
the,
on him with his best friend. No, poor guy.
He's like the Coldplay guy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Strofe, don't take the hate. He thinks it's a banger. Also, I need your email for a content proposal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy
is exactly what I said too, Strofe. But I think we need to see it through.
We got to vet it.
But we got to see it through. All right, Strofe, you can go back to sleep. I need Kyle to tell us about his great partners of Citizen Bank.
Oh, listen, I love working with Citizens Bank, and I want y'all to get that same experience as I have as well. And my favorite thing about them is they're local. I love the fact that we have a local bank. You got national banks all over the place, but there's nothing like a local bank like Citizens Bank. And anything that they do, they believe in. And so when it comes to the CD rates they have, phenomenal, fantastic. I put my money into a CD with them. You can do that as well. You also, if you're looking to buy a new home, you can do that with them as well. They have great mortgage rates for you to go and find. And then if you're looking to upgrade and you need a little bit of money, you want to do a HELOC, they have you covered with that. I'm telling you, bank where you belong. You're not just an account number. You are a person that they care about. But most importantly, you can bank local with Citizens Bank. So visit CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank today. So you can start banking local or find a local branch near you. And always remember, Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
I want to know if Kyle's expectations for 2025 are too low or just right. He'll tell you what his expectations are next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is I like,
you like crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I read something from Kyle Wallace, and as the Packer backer is being optimistic, it's not as optimistic as I thought he would be for this season.
What?
I don't want to speak for you, but I read a text message that came across my desk. It was something of the likes of you have the Packers a successful season, making the playoffs and winning one game in the playoffs?
Yeah, that is a good successful season. I don't see where the problem is.
But you just are whining and complaining about wanting to raise winners of championships.
Well, I want a championship. Don't get it twisted, but I have to understand. Wilde Zonneman telling me for year after year, you can't win a championship every year. He said success isn't, you know, linear. You have your ups and your downs. And so this year, obviously, I want the Green Bay Packers to win a championship. But the thing I really want in reality is I need the Green Bay Packers to win something. When I look at this team, when I look at the youth movement that they have, being the youngest team in the NFL for multiple seasons in a row, one thing they haven't done is, to me, they have not won a meaningful game. Now, yes, they won that game against the Dallas Cowboys, which was a great win for the Green Bay Packers. But overall, I need them to win some type of championship, some type of title. Now, NFC North used to mean nothing to me. That was just a regular Sunday, right? Oh, the Green Bay Packers.
Regular.
Hey, we won the NFC North. At this point now, the Green Bay Packers, they need to have some type of accomplishment. And I think the first accomplishment in the steps in greatness for the Green Bay Packers is reclaiming the NFC North. So when I look at this season, at the end of the year, if the Packers don't win a Super Bowl, yes, I'm going to be upset. But if the Green Bay Packers reclaim the top of their throne at top of the NFC North, that will be a positive check for me for the Green Bay Packers. And then if in the playoffs they go ahead and they win one playoff game, to me, again, the Green Bay Packers are moving a step in the right direction. Again, that is not what I want it to end. I want the season to end with a Super Bowl title. But if the Green Bay Packers make the playoffs, win the NFC North, win a playoff game, to me, that shows growth from this football team, and that means we're moving in the right direction. Because you go from 9 wins being a wild card, 11 wins being a wild card, to this year winning 12, 13 games and winning the NFC North, that means you won more games in your division, and that means you're probably looking up. So for me, overall, yes, I won a championship, but if the Green Bay Packers win the NFC North and they also win a playoff game, I'll walk away from the season being hopeful.
See, I can't buy the narrative of winning the NFC North and then only winning one game, because we know the division's going to be good. You know that the Detroit Lions are on top right now. It's been their division. So if you win the division, you're likely going to be hosting a home game, and then obviously you want to win that one. Then you're losing in divisional round after winning the North?
It's just another
season of, like, I guess the NFC North last year was overvalued. Some say because of the division they played and got a bunch of wins against the lowly AFC South. But I don't know. If you win the division and win one game, it feels like a letdown with all the momentum that you would
have. Maybe it's just semantics, but my expectation for this team, I don't know about winning the NFC North. I don't expect that would be a success for sure, because this is among the toughest division in all of the NFL. But my expectation is this team is playing on divisional round weekend, however that happens, right? You get a wild card and win a game, or you win the division number one seed and you're able to maybe get a bye and play at home. My expectation is this team is playing in the divisional round. Now, I wouldn't even call that a success. That's my expectation. Success is playing in the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
Like, that would be a step where I feel
you
like, oh, wow.
Expect them to win a game, but a success would be making it to the NFC Championship game.
Yes, and anything less than, if you just make the playoffs and play in the wild card round, it's not good enough anymore. Like, that is not enough. That would not be
starting to feel like the Milwaukee Bucks of, like, losing in the first round the last 3 years.
Yeah, even the Milwaukee Brewers of not being able to, you know, break through and get to the next round.
I just find it interesting. You guys tell me, oh, Kyle, you put too high expectations on them. Oh, it's not easy. NFL's hard to win. Teams go up and teams go down. The Philadelphia Eagles, a season ago, the Philadelphia Eagles got trounced, got beat up two seasons ago before they went on to win the Super Bowl.
But so, they'd also, the year prior, had a really, really, really good year and went to the Super Bowl.
Again, but so teams go up, teams go down.
You can't go apples to apples with the Eagles because they've been a different franchise. They've made two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, and the Packers have been to one in how long?
14 years.
So that's why it's hard for me to listen to the Eagles thing, because it's just a different scenario.
Well, fine.
And then you can go back another 5 years when they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
Sure, again, fine. You can have that one. But at the end of the day, for me, the Green Bay Packers need to win the NFC North this year. We need to accomplish something. This as a young football team, what have they accomplished? I'm serious. Beating the Dallas Cowboys, yes, that's winning a football game, but I don't think that's an accomplishment.
That is their only real accomplishment.
And so for me, I think they need to accomplish something. They're going to set out. They understand the NFC North is challenging. If they can go in and bust heads and win football games and come away with the NFC North crown, I think that's a step in the right direction. And then they have to follow that up with winning at least a playoff game. Now, one playoff game may get you to the NFC Championship game, depending on how well your season goes.
Boy, I'll tell you what, to win the NFC North this year, with their schedule, you're going to have to probably win 12 games.
Yeah.
That would be nothing short of a remarkable year. That will be a significant step forward.
They're a good football team, and I don't see anybody on their schedule that they can't compete with.
Well, compete and winning are two different things.
They're playing very good teams, teams that they struggled with and lost to all last year.
Yeah, and last year is last year. This year is a whole different season where, again, in Stroh song, what did it say? Year two, what did you say? Coop two, D.C., whatever. Stroh,
wake Coop up. Year two, D.C., please.
I still don't get the lyric.
Oh, you don't get the lyric.
Coop your year, D.C., please.
I mean, the execution of it was great, but not all song lyrics are
So Brad's starting to realize the song wasn't as good as he thought it was.
Coop to D.C.
Coop year two. It's year two in his career. D.C., also year two for him.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like, it's, yeah, it's a fact. It's not like...
Agreed. I agree. It is indeed a fact.
Man. Coop, year two,
I'm
DC.
Telling you. I'm Please. Giving you permission to call Chris Larson to have him come in.
What? Why? Why would I do that?
Stroh, are you looking at the clock right now just counting down to 4:57:50?
That's correct, yes.
Back in 2 minutes. Ben's got the takes that make you feel. Brad's the pro with the polished stance. Stroh's the glue who gives the show its dance.